Chapter 10. More Problems for Billy.
"I've got an idea," said Mr. Hopkins. "Let's say Billy is the school thief."
"We can't say that," said Mr. Evans. "We haven't got any evidence."
"We can create some evidence," said Mr. Hopkins. "The boys have breakfast at 8 a.m. We can put something valuable in Billy's room while he's out."
"Yes, and then you can call the police and tell them you suspect Billy Harrison is the thief," said Mr. Evans. "They'll look in Billy's room and find the stolen object."
"That's a great idea," said Mr. Hopkins. "We can use my laptop. It's quite small, and I can hide it in Billy's cupboard."
"I have a lesson now," said Mr. Evans. "I'll talk to you later about the plan."
Billy took the headphones from his ears. His body was trembling.
"They'll tell the police I'm the school thief. Nobody will listen to me," he thought. "Where's James? Maybe he'll have a solution."
James was playing football. "I must talk to you," Billy said. "I've got big problems, James. It's much worse than we thought." Billy told James about the tape and the conversation. James sat in silence.
"Well," said Billy, "what now?"
James shook his head.
"I don't know," he said. "This is really frightening. At first it was an adventure.
I enjoyed following Mr. Evans, and I wanted to find the thief," said Billy.
"I'm sorry, James. Why didn't I listen to you?" "Don't worry," said James. "Why don't you call your dad? Maybe he can help you."
"Good idea. I'll call my dad," said Billy. "We need help from an adult."
Billy walked to the end of the football field and took his mobile phone from his pocket.
"It's really quiet here," he thought. "Nobody will hear me."
Billy told his dad the entire story.
"Okay, listen very carefully, Billy," said Mr. Harrison. "You must stay at school. Don't tell anybody about this."
"But I'm frightened, Dad," said Billy. "Mr. Hopkins is going to call the police, and..."
"Don't worry, Billy. I'll call the police department in your area," said his dad. "Together, we'll solve this problem."
Billy finished the phone call with his dad and went to discuss it with James.
"Are you nervous, Billy?"
asked James.
"Of course I am," said Billy quietly.
"I know my dad's a policeman and will help us, but I'm worried anyway."
"What will we do in the morning?"
asked James. "We'll go to have breakfast as usual," said Billy. "We have to wait for Mr. Hopkins to put the laptop in my room."
"This is frightening, isn't it?" said James.
"Yes," answered Billy. "I didn't know boarding school life was like this."
"It isn't usually like this," said James, laughing. "School life was really boring before you came here."
James and Billy returned to their room.
"We'll tell Mark and Alan our news," said Billy. "We're all in this together."